I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
The Kingdom of Morocco is a mountainous country of western North Africa, lying just across the Strait of Gibraltar from Spain. Population 37 million. Primary religion, Islam. Official languages, Arabic and Berber. Spanish and French thrive, as does the ancient musical tradition, Amezde, that dates back to at least the 4th century and passed down orally from one generation to the next. Amezde, aka Berber music, is linked to rituals, specific music presented by professional artists, and village music collectively engaged by the women and men of a whole village when it comes together for festive time with dancing and singing for all. The category of Berber ritual music is assigned to events and ceremonies to celebrate important life events like births and especially wedding ceremonies. The area of ritual music might also be used as a form of insulation against evil spirits. The third classification is headed by Aim Diazan, professional traveling troubadours who perform in groups of four. These quartets, led by a poet, feature improvised narratives, generally supported by drums and the well-traveled rabab, the one-stringed fiddle, and a bu'u'agnim, who plays a double clarinet and acts as the group's fun-loving comedian, an audience favorite. The Kulur, those traveling nomadic professional Berber musicians, feature not only the lute-like rabab, but cymbals and singers, even an overture with choreography and instrumental interludes. Berber music itself draws upon some deeply seated elements aligned with Berber history and memory that led to more recent attention from musicians outside of Morocco. Popular music icons, as well as Eurocentric classical composers, were drawn to the sound of Berber music, like Hungarian composer Béla Bartók, who traveled to Morocco to capture some field recordings. Berber music also captured the attention of the Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin, both of whom included Berber musicians on their albums. Today, Berber music travels far from its regional Moroccan homeland to just about every major world music festival around the globe, where the sound is not only embraced, it is in some cases emulated. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.